Well, on Friday, the USDA did come out with their production and ending stocks report, and as is the case normally, there were some surprises on the dairy front. The USDA actually backed off on their total production from 2013, but raised their estimates for 2014, saying they think there'll be more cows and more production per cow this year. Still, they feel demand will be strong, and they say the Class 3 price now could average around $18.50 hundredweight, and they're saying the all-milk price should be between $20.60 and $21.40 for the 2014 marketing year. Because of that, Stevenson feels that dairy margins are going to be very good this year.
Well, margins are strong, already strong, and we're projecting them over the next few months to be even stronger. They're likely to be in the top 10% of margins that we've seen in the last more than decade. So they're very strong margins. It'll be a good year for dairy producers.
And as I mentioned before, the USDA has released their crop production and stock report for January, and I guess no one should be surprised. There were some surprises in the report. Starting with wheat, we see that we have 1.46 billion bushels. That's 12% lower when it comes to stocks.
That was higher than I think a lot of people had thought, and showed a somewhat weaker use, implied use, than I think many people had thought.
When it came to corn, there was a few surprised marketers when they heard that corn production did not hit 14 billion bushels last year, and that the ending stocks now were at 10.4 billion bushels.
We brought that down about, just a little bit, down to closer to 13.9 billion bushels. So that accounts for one reason why the trade was probably looking for a bigger first quarter stock number. I don't think this is going to change things very much, although, certainly we're seeing a pickup today because of the use numbers and the quarterly stock numbers are lower than what we thought.
Glauber still feels that corn will average around $4.40 a bushel, and he said the report did little to change opinions on the bean situation.
Soybeans came in pretty much as we expected. Soybean stocks as of December 1, so it reflects first quarter disappearance. The soybean number came in at 2.15 billion bushels. I think fewer surprises in the soybean number.
So as a result, the USDA is saying the 2013-14 average price for beans should range from $11.75 to $13.25 per bushel, while the soybean meal price should be between $4.15 and $4.55 per ton. Actual prices on the Board of Trade, March corn did rally on Friday, up to 431 and three quarters of a cent per bushel. May, 439 and three quarters of a cent. Beans higher, January, 1304 and three quarters of a cent. March, 1277 and three quarters of a cent. Big declines for wheat, though. March down 15 and a quarter to 568. May dropped to 574. Class 3 prices, January up to 2049, February at 2025, and March at 1920. As far as what's happening on the cheese front, blocks it at 220 a pound, barrels 216, and AA butter $1.67.5 per pound. Livestock trade, fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers 112 to 126, Holstein steers 98 to 109, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities 78 to 94, top at 99, most of the slaughter cows 60 to 77, and the slaughter bulls 72 to 93 with a top at 98. Replacement bull calves 125 to 245, heifer calves 60 to 145, and colored beef calves, they top at $3. Barrels and gilts 74 and down, feeder pigs 40 through 60 pounders 30 to 50, and market lambs 173 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.